Hi, this is Beverly Allen with Doing Dating Right. Many Christians may not appreciate how the word covenant should define their marriage. Even more so, singles should have this concept in mind when seeking and dating a potential mate. I wrote Covenant Dating for the Unmarried to help them do dating right. To begin with, it is necessary to understand the biblical principles of covenant relationships. As you will see, that includes talking about the sex drive, good or evil. God was pleased with the person he had made. He set out to make man in his own image, and he was satisfied with the results. He felt that man was very good. He created this person in his own image, according to Genesis 1:27. He created two people, people of opposite sexes. Right after God created the first man and woman, he told them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." God commanded the man and woman to have sexual relations with one another to bring children into the world. We are the only creatures who can bring into this world another creature with an immortal soul. We are God's partners in spiritual creation. How amazing is this? How impressed we should be with God's divine purpose in giving human beings a sexual nature, a sex drive. So we should never forget that the sex drive is God-given. We did not create our own sex drive. God made it, and God made it very good. Even though the sex drive is good, it must be controlled. This is true of any biological or psychological drive that God has given us. We have the drive to eat, but we must control it or we would be obsessed with eating. And even though hunger is a healthy drive, a drive we must satisfy in order to survive, it can destroy us if we let it run out of control. The same is true of the sex drive. Carnally minded humanity would love to give free rein to the sex drive, as can be seen in much of society today. Mostly every state has some place for sexual pleasure without inhibition. Massage parlors, peep shows, and brothels where people go and indulge themselves sexually without inhibition or control. They would let their sex drive run wild day after day, 24 hours a day if they could. An uncontrolled physical drive will destroy the body. At first, such indulgence may seem enjoyable, but in the end, it will destroy you. Today, we are abusing the beautiful gift and the purpose for which we have been given this gift, designed by God for His creation. Realizing the proper use of sex is the first step toward controlling the sex drive. When you know how God wants you to use the sexuality He gave you, you then know that anything which undermines or hinders the proper use of your sexual powers ought not to be done. I borrow a quote from Christian marriage counselors Howard and Charlotte Klinebell, who stated, and I quote, "Sexual intimacy is more than the bringing together of sexual organs, more than the reciprocal sensual arousal of both partners, more even than mutual fulfillment and orgasm. It is the experience of sharing and self-abandon and the merging of two persons expressed by the biblical phrase, to become one flesh." I love how Dana Gresh puts it in her book, What Are You Waiting For? This is the one thing no one ever told you about sex. It's an exquisite revelation of a much greater love. This is Beverly Allen for Doing Dating Right.
Beverly's book, Covenant Dating, is a lifestyle blueprint to guard your heart and your body as you pursue the biblical pathway to marriage. It can help you learn God's plan for a covenant relationship toward becoming a covenant partner in a covenant marriage. Covenant Dating by Beverly Allen is available for your donation of $14 or more. Request your copy when you make your gift online at mygenradio.fm. That's Beverly Allen's Covenant Dating at mygenradio.fm.